Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship, no ordinary praise. Good morning, brothers and sisters. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot, hot, hot breakfast for your soul, including live teaching, prayer, altar call, and then assigning your daily task. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams, here with you Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern Live. And our topic for today is Removing Toxic Family and Friends, Part 2. And this is day 21 of our last 31 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge, counting you down to 2019. Our scriptures for today come from the books of Ephesians 5, 22 through 29, 6 and 4, and Proverbs 18, 21. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to ensure that you get this hot breakfast for your soul. You can tune in live with me Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern by calling 323-870-4180. Again, that's 323-870-4180. Or listen online from my website. You can just tune in from your mobile device, your phone, laptop, whatever, by just going to my ministry website at feeldfire.com. That's FeeldFire.com. But if you cannot tune in live, follow the Morning Motivation Podcast so that you won't miss an episode, because the recording of each day's teaching will be text to your cell phone. And you do that by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. Again, that's MM to phone number 33222. And you'll know that you have followed because you'll receive a confirmation text. All of that information is on my website at feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com. I'm telling you, don't miss this challenge. If you work it with me every day, you won't know yourself by January 1st, because you will be not only fit for the master's use, but fit to be victorious in every area of your life. All right, I'm in Ephesians 5, 22 through 29. You should have those Bibles ready. Reading from the KJV. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husbands in everything. Husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church, and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle, or any such thing, but that it should be holy and without blemish. So ought men to love their wives as their own bodies. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever yet hateth his own flesh, but nourisheth and cherisheth it, even as the Lord, the church. Ephesians 6 and 4. And ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And finally, Proverbs 18:21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Come on and give God praise for the reading of his word wherever you are. Just say, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. What is our topic for today? Come on and say it aloud with me right now. Part 2 of Removing Toxic Family and Friends. Commencing or beginning on December 1st, I started the last 31 days Remove All Clutter Challenge countdown. And on last week, which was effectively the first week, you know, so December 1st would have been day 31 because we're counting down, I had you focusing on yourself inwardly. I taught you how to do a SWOT analysis, S-W-O-T, strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. I taught you how to begin to find your place in the body of Christ, you know, who you are and who are you designed to be, because everything that you do in life needs to be centered, or it needs to exude from the core of whom God ordained you to be. Otherwise, you're just wasting time. You're just spinning your wheels, and you're fruitless, which means you become a tree that's good for nothing but to be cast down and cast into the fire. Isn't that good teaching already? So as part of helping you to learn who you are, I had you focusing on six areas of yourself, and these are the entire six areas we will focus on throughout this entire challenge, and they were the spiritual part of you, the relationship part, which includes family and friends, the career or profession, the finances, and then your recreation and your health and wellness. So today is part two of dealing with the relationship aspect, because the spiritual will be the last thing we do the last week as I help you get all the clutter out of your life so that you're ready when I take you into the spiritual on the last week. So on yesterday, we did part one of removing toxic family and friends. If you missed that, make sure you go back to the website and hear it, because I taught you how to identify toxic family and friends. I gave you scripture. I gave you examples. I even had you work your task on eliminating those people on yesterday. So now that you've done that, we're on the second part, which is now that you have eliminated the toxic family and friends. And I taught you that you still love them, right? But I taught you how to love them appropriately so that they do not interfere with your peace, life, and destiny. Again, that's on cldfire.com. So now that you've removed them, the second part of this is teaching you what to do with the people who remain. Because those who remain are supposed to be the family and friends who matter, the family and friends who are vested in your best interest, and in whom you are vested in their best interest. Hopefully that would be your spouse. Hopefully, you know, you don't have a spouse who doesn't care about you and you don't care about him. And that would be your children, and then, you know, your other family members, wherein you guys are helping to expand one another's territory righteously, and then your friends, not your frenemies. I taught you about that yesterday. So in today's word, you know, the Bible begins to show us how the priority is supposed to be. And the first thing it taught us is that your first priority is your spouse, right? And, you know, I also say within that your priority is yourself. But if you and your spouse are prioritizing one another, then that means you're going to be meeting the needs of one another. You're going to care about what's going on with the other person so much that the needs of each of you will be met in meeting the needs of the other person. Isn't that good teaching? So it taught us in Ephesians 5, 22 through 29, that wives, you're supposed to submit to your husbands. You know, I know that's a dirty word, submit, in today's society of feminism and independence. All of the women want to, you know, be independent. No. That's not how God has taught us to be. See, you can be independent professionally and still know how to submit to your husband at home. You can be independent and own a business and be a CEO, but still know how to compromise and be interdependent for the greater good of your home. I am an attorney. I am a registered nurse. I own my own law. So, yes, by nature, I am independent. But as I've testified to you many times, I lost a very good marriage, good husband, because although I knew how to be independent, I had no ability, no knowledge of how to be interdependent. Now, praise God, my ex was an awesome father and is an awesome father to our son, who's 21 and my only child. You know, my ex is remarried. His wife is a great stepmother. His daughters, you know, are very respectful to me, and we're very good friends. But what I'm telling you is that I didn't know how to appreciate having a good spouse. I didn't know how to submit. I didn't know how to understand that there should be a difference between my professional self and myself at home. Oh, I'm helping some marriages right now. So it says, wives, submit to your own husbands How dare you serve your pastor better than you serve your own husband at home? How dare you be at the church 5 nights a week and neglect your own marriage? How dare you talk to men at work better and treat them with more respect than you treat your own spouse? You married him. You're the one who said he was the right one. If he wasn't saved when you married him and you were saved, then that's what you chose. Deal with it. If neither of you were saved and now you've gotten saved, have the same patience with him that God had with you and get off your self-righteous soapbox destroying your marriage, because I promise you the grass ain't greener on the other side. And if it is greener, it's because it's astroturf. It's fake grass. Love your own husband. Submit to your own husband. Don't build any man up more than you build your own husband. Don't praise any man more than you praise your own husband. Don't speak negatively about your husband to other friends. Quit telling your girlfriends all of your business, because while they're telling you to leave him, they're preparing to move in your house when you do, because they ain't got no man. Ooh, in this powerful teaching. Then it said, husbands, love your own wife. How are you spending $5,000 on your mistress but won't even take your wife to Popeyes? How are you out there looking at the television with your wife sitting right there talking about how great every other woman looks, and you haven't told your wife she looked pretty in the last year? You know, when I teach Sunday school at church, I'll say to the people I teach the adult class, don't come to me and tell me how nice I look. You haven't even told your own wife how nice she looks. If she needs to lose weight, you exercise with her. If she needs a fixer up or a mommy makeover, that money that you out there trying to spend on your side chick, spend it on your own wife. Tell her what you like. Tell her what you need, and then help her to get there. Oh, I'm helping you now to know what to do with the people who remain who are not toxic. Toxic. I got to speed it up because we don't have but 15 minutes. I'm going to have to do the finale of this tomorrow because I got some great teaching that's going to help you in your home. And then Ephesians 6 and 4 says, provoke not your children to wrath. Some of you do nothing but speak negatively of your children. They're no good. You're just like your no good daddy. You're just like your no good mama, your whorish mama. Oh, you lazy. You spend all your time comparing your children to other folks' children. Why don't you be more like him? Why don't you be more like her? No, 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 no. My son, hallelujah, it's the fruit of my womb. Glory. He's the seed of his daddy's loins. Do you think that I'm going to put someone else's fruit of their womb over the fruit of my own womb? Glory. Your job will go. You will retire, get fired, laid off, or go somewhere else. But your children, they never leave. They're all you got. Put priority into your own children. And then Proverbs 18:21. We'll use these same scriptures tomorrow. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Watch what you're speaking over these people who remain. Watch what you're saying about them. Because the ability to speak life into them rests in you. The ability to pray life into them rests in you. The ability to lift them up, to take them to a higher place, it rests in you. Quit speaking negatively. Quit speaking death over the non-toxic family and friends in your life. You know how they used to say, if you can't say nothing good, don't say nothing at all. If you see something wrong, go to people in a spirit of meekness, just like God had on you. Woo! Glory. I got to go into prayer. Y'all make sure you don't miss part three, the finale of this part, family and friends, tomorrow, because I'm helping you to remove the clutter. Let's go into prayer. Then I'm going to do the altar call and assign your task. I'm telling you, you've removed the non-toxic ones. Don't lose the ones who have your best interest at heart. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. Lord, we glorify you. We glorify you. We glorify you. Father, we glorify you. We glorify you. Father, we glorify you. We glorify you. We say, have your way, God. Have your way, God. We say, move right now. Move in us, Lord, so that we will know how to love our own spouses or our own boyfriends. kind of girlfriend in all Beyonce's. Help us, Lord, to know as women how to submit, how to not see that as a dirty word, but as a decree of the Lord. Help the men, Father, to love their own wives, their own Beyonce, their own girlfriend. Father, if they have mistresses or side chicks even now, I just pray that they cut it off right now, that they just tell a woman, you have to go. I have found my best thing, which is my wife at home, and I'm not willing to lose it. And even if she threatens to go tell the wife, then they say, do what you got to do. Because from this day forward, I know my wife is non-toxic. And I refuse to lose the woman who has my best interest at heart. I refuse to lose the man, women. I refuse to lose the man who has my best interest at heart. Help them, Father, to seek counseling if needed, to pray together, to stay together, to laugh together, to love together, to live together, to be passionate toward one another. And, Father, bless them to bless their children. Bless all of us to speak well of our children, to understand the power that's in our tongue. No, Father, I pray for everyone listening. I ask you to move right now. I said, move right now. I said, move, God, move, God, move, God. In Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. Everybody say, I thank you, Lord, for the people who have my best interest at heart. Say it again. I'm going to give you all the call, and then I'm going to end with your task. For those who are not saved or who are backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. Glory. I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of our Lord. And for those of you who are single, who are listening, this word is for you too. So make sure you don't miss tomorrow as well. I mean, we're dealing with relationships and removing the clutter. So this doesn't matter if you're single or married, all right? If you have children or you don't have children, you got to know what to prioritize and who to prioritize. Okay, our topic for today, day 21. Of our last 31 days, Remove All Clutter Challenge. It's part two of removing toxic family and friends. Your task for today, for those who missed part one yesterday, is first to go back to the website and hear part one at feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com. And then your task for today, after you hear it, or for those who did hear part one yesterday, is to consciously invest quality time and positive words into the people who remain. Say something good to your spouse today, or your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your fiance. Say something good to and about your children today. Encourage your friends today. Say something good. The power of life and death is in your tongue. All right, I'll see you in the morning at 7 a.m. Eastern. All right, get ready for overflow.
Eyes haven't seen, and ears haven't heard the kind of blessings that's about to fall on me. Cause victory is here. Kick defeat out the door. God's doing a new.